After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Heart Wisdom, Jack Kornfield's podcast here on Ram Dass's Be Here Now Network. I'm your host, Ganesh Braemiller, welcoming you to episode 212, The Heart of Refuge Guided Meditation. Now, if you tuned in last week, you listened to the Heart of Refuge Dharma Talk. This is a fresh Dharma Talk Jack gave just a few weeks ago, touching deeply and emotionally into the conflicts we have going on throughout the world. This is Jack's mindful, loving response to what we have going on. And I truly hope that you will listen to last week's episode in order to really take in the immensity of what's going on in the world and how we can learn through our own hearts how to navigate this in a sweet, loving, peaceful, compassionate way. So this episode, as well as last week's episode, come from Jack's Spirit Rock Monday Night Dharma Talk. The Monday Night Dharma Talk is something the Spirit Rock has been offering for many years. This is once a week, each Monday night, and once a month, Jack is the keynote speaker and offers a guided meditation, which you will be listening to today on this podcast, as well as a Dharma Talk, which was last week's podcast. If you are interested in joining Jack for these events, they are online, and you can either go to spiritrock.org and go to the calendar, or go to jackkornfield.com, and you can be part of this monthly gathering with Jack. I would also like to inform you about the amazing new course Jack has coming out, Learn the Dynamic Art of Interactive Guided Meditation, a masterclass with Jack Kornfield. This is an updated live version of his interactive guided meditation course. This contains not only truly emotional, deep, almost shamanic sessions of Jack helping not only students but teachers delve into their inner depths and pull out some really juicy nuggets that are, I'm sure, have changed their lives and just through watching it definitely have affected mine. These sessions are evergreen and always available to watch as soon as you sign up. And if you do sign up for this live cohort before November 15th, you will be able to join into the question and answer sessions live online with Jack on November 15th and November 29th. If you would like to take this course and find what other events and courses Jack has as offerings, you can go to jackkornfield.com and click on either events or click on courses. So there we have it. I truly hope this guided meditation offers you refuge and sanctuary and some peace in a time that is stricken with conflict. And I just always want to thank you for joining us here on Heart Wisdom. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be safe, may you help others through the authenticity of your own being, and may your heart be smiling. Namaste, y'all.
And thank you all for coming and joining together. We kind of need this in these times, don't we? I mean, if we did nothing else but just come and kind of say, hello, I see you, Timothy, I see you, Jan, I see you, Karen, I see you, you know, here we are. alone, that would be a good thing. And to create a contemplative space where we can sit quietly, which we will first, we'll do a bit of meditation, and then have a conversation or teachings of the heart. Really helpful, especially in these times where there's a lot of conflict out there and often in different levels and dimensions of the society and the world, and maybe in our own lives. I'm really happy to be able to continue to teach Monday nights. It's now been 39 years, I count, since my daughter's birth. And for 30 of those years or more, it was every week. Now it's pretty much every month. But to me, it's been so meaningful just to come together, to have some meditation practice, and then also to share in teachings. As you know, Spirit Rock has all these programs to support, whether it's retreats or classes or study or people involved in social justice, climate change, and other things like that, to support the best of our humanity and our wise hearts. And what we do Monday night is try to keep it simple. Meditation now for 25 minutes or so with a bit of guidance, and then a break to stretch or relax. And then after that, a teaching. So if you would, let yourself find a way to sit that is comfortable and at ease. Let your body be at rest on the earth, however you're seated or lying. And if you're comfortable, allow your eyes to close gently, or at least lower your gaze. So there's a sense of turning your attention just here, in this moment, in this presence, with your own heart and mind and body together. And as you tune in to your body, you can begin to invite a softening or a release just to start with. Take two or three long breaths. And with each out breath, let a sense of ease grow. Let the eyes and face be soft. Loosen the jaw. If you like, you can roll your head in a little circle to release your neck and find a simple upright. Let the shoulders relax, the arms and hands rest easily. Let the belly be soft and the breath natural. Let your heart be soft as well, to receive whatever arises with a spirit of kindness, compassion. Now feel the weight of your body on the earth, the pressure of the sit bones or the back or the feet, whatever touches the earth. And feel how you are completely met by the earth or the furniture that's seated on the earth that holds you. You are held and met. And that you can put down your baggage. You can just take your seat on this earth like the Buddha under his tree of enlightenment. Steady and simple. Being in the reality of the present. And as you feel the steadiness of the earth, let yourself sense your own part of it. For you are made of earth. You are of the earth. And when you rest on her, she and you become stable and steady. Amidst it all. Let the mind quiet. Let the heart soften. And as you breathe it gently, feeling how the earth is breathing you, let it happen in its own way. And with each breath, invite a sense of peace. Of steadiness. Of ease. Breathing in peace. I feel my body. Breathing out peace. I send peace to all. You become the place of peace. Breathing in and out, inviting peace, I breathe in peace, quiet, relaxing. And I breathe out peace, this loving peace, to the birds, to the gray-green warblers sitting on their nests and their eggs. I send you peace. I breathe in peace. In and out. And I send a peaceful breath to those penguins that hold their eggs on their feet for weeks and months at a time. May you be peaceful, steady. I join in quiet peace, breathing with the sequoias and the redwoods. We all breathe together. Steady. Timeless. I breathe peace with the great baobab trees across the plains of Africa. Steady sentinels. We breathe together, peace and ease. Breathing in peace, breathing out a loving, peaceful breath to all. I breathe peace with the rivers. The rivers that stream along with water across the globe. I breathe with you. I breathe peace with the stones, settled, nestled in the earth, rising from the earth. I feel your steadiness and breathe with you. Peaceful, steady. I breathe peace into the cells of my body and the mitochondria. Peace into every cell. Relaxed and steady. Gracious, at ease. I breathe into my heart and let peace fill my heart, drench my heart, touch every part of my heart with peaceful, steady kindness and ease. I breathe peace, and the breath of peace touches all those whom I love. May they be peaceful, at ease. May we be peaceful together. I breathe in peace and breathe out peace to all those who are amidst the troubles of this world, the conflicts and the refugees and the violence and the fear. I send you a peaceful breath. May we be peaceful together. May you have a moment of respite and peace just now. This breath, wherever you are. I breathe in and out peace. With the whole earth. And all that lives upon it. rest in peace and well-being, steadiness with each breath. Just another minute or so. You become the zone of peace, the space of peace. The field of peace. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to open gently if they were closed. Or open your attention from your own inner experience to feel the field of the world around you with eyes open. You become the very quality that you want for the world. You become the place of peace. And it's kind of mysterious. I don't know that you can exactly track it, but how we are and treat people and the people around us has an effect. But there's some other effect, you know, from consciousness that resonates with beings around us. Just like when you put a violin down on the table and then play a violin nearby, the strings on the other violin resonate with the one that's being played. And just maybe, you'll see. Maybe the strings of your heart really do resonate with the sequoias and the refugees, with beings everywhere.